Welcome to GamerCast, episode 89.
89 a month. And I'm Paul, and this is the super uber episode, which is all about the Crysis demo being delayed.
Didn't see that one coming. No, this is our Team Fortress 2, which was supposed to be last week.
This is going to be the uber Team Fortress 2 thing, but the trouble is, it's conflicted with another game which came out, so this episode may be like 6 hours long while we talk about everything.
Unfortunately, it came out. We were there talking and saying as we were doing the show. You know, we were waiting for it to come out. We kept checking up, and it hadn't come out. It didn't come out until 9 o'clock the next morning.
So yeah.
Paul stayed up till about 2. Then he gave up.
I stay up till about 2 anyway.
Yeah. Hoping that it may be out, but no joy.
No, but then in the morning, I checked on my phone to see what the news was, and then I couldn't find anything on my phone, so I got my tablet PC, went back to bed, and then had a look on the Steam forums, and I realized that they had passworded the forums. So then I had to look on the internet for other websites, and somebody said just like 10 minutes before I looked, it's on Steam, and two other people confirmed it. So I got out of bed, I turned my computer on, I had a look at blah, 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 and yeah, there it was.
It was worth getting out of bed for.
Yeah, I played it for 9 hours that day. Yeah, it was cool, man. I love dominating noobs. My engineer, he did so well. He was alive for like 19 minutes.
Sweet.
19 minutes, 35 kills. Without dying.
Right. So, yeah, we'll get to that. We had no letters, did we not?
No letters, because last week's episode was really crap.
Yeah. We're sorry. We apologise.
We're sorry. Blame,
slap my wrist.
Blame Valve.
Valve.
So,
but
yeah.
But as we can say, next week's episode, which is going to be the Halo 3 version, obviously we're not going to have any problems.
So yeah, everyone will have to wait till the end of the show for the Team Fortress stuff, because before then we're going to talk about the news, which is the Crysis demo, which was originally going to be released this week, has been put back a month.
I was looking forward to seeing trees being blown up.
I was looking forward to seeing my computer overheat again.
This game is too new. Must overheat.
Oh no, previously I wasn't running my graphics card at the full frequency. But as I installed the Catalyst control sensor, it, you know, takes up it to its normal frequency. So I had to put my front fan on. So I'm tempted just to like disable that so it doesn't. So it just stays at the desktop clock speeds. This is, you've got a desktop clock speed, and you've got a 3D game clock speed. So previously I'd just been running a desktop, because I'd rather have a quieter computer.
Mm.
But the Catalyst control sensor just does that by itself without asking, which is really... So yeah.
Pain in the butt.
So yeah, I really need to put a higher speed fan in there. But I don't want to do that because it's too noisy. So what I do is take the side of my case off whenever I play a full screen game. But I normally play games in a window anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
But it just bugs me. You know, have an option to disable that for people who want to run their computer quietly. Ooh, Wiz says Halo 3 reviews will be up in 45 minutes. I guess that's when the embargo gets lifted.
Yes.
So yeah, thanks chat room people for keeping us up to date with the news. Because I knew it was Sunday, but I didn't know what time.
45 minutes.
Yeah, so Crysis was delayed a month, which is actually quite annoying because it would be nice to see, even though I've only got a DX9 card.
Yeah.
I mean, Halo 3, Team Fortress.
Yeah.
I'm kind of overloaded as it is with first-person shooters, so it's probably not too bad, actually.
Yeah,
because otherwise I'd just be juggling between them all.
I've got my computer back, thank God. Back to playing games.
First thing I did was turn it on to make sure it works.
Then I surfed the internet. You see, I remember people who've been listening, I have lost all my gaming abilities because of being burgled, so got my PC back.
Warm
Coke.
Need a huge
surfed a bit of net, checked the bank details, you know, usual stuff. Checked my emails. Weren't too bad. I only had 40 unread ones.
Some of them, I get 40 in a day, mate.
Some of them I'd...
I get about 100 in a day.
I read on my phone at work. And then played a bit of WoW.
WoW.
And then installed Supreme Commander.
Supreme Commander.
And fell asleep. Up with the installation.
You fell asleep.
I was sat on the floor waiting for it because I was getting bored and my neck was hurting. So I laid on all the cushions on the floor and fell asleep and woke up. So I didn't get home until like 2 o'clock in the morning from a gig. So I was kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to go to bed. So I went to bed and I just woke up with her coming in. And then she woke me up again and she got off and wanted to run out. I was like, what's going on? So yeah, next day, WoW. Just hardcored it on there.
So yeah, Halo 3 stuff. There's a few things of interest. In the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Argos broke the street date for Halo, so all the UK people had it a week early. Well, I say all, I don't know anyone who's got it.
Yes, Wiss said that one of his friends...
Yeah, Wiss doesn't have any friends.
Well, online friends are playing it now.
Online friends? Is that like an imaginary friend?
No, it's the people he's played with and they're still on his list.
Oh yeah, let's start up Halo 2 so I can look at all those people.
But yeah, so people are probably playing it at this moment. I'm presuming that they're having to go online and there's nothing much that Bungie can do about it because it's not their fault. It's not like they're hacking it, not like the people that
hacks the games!
People who hacked onto the server with the beta software and got banned.
Yeah, there was a lot of hoo-ha from like all the idiot fanboys and stuff that Microsoft would ban your Xbox Live account because your mum bought it from Argos because, you know, that's so retarded.
Yeah.
What if somebody doesn't know the release date, they put it in their machine and they get banned? What the why do people even make up shit like that?
You would so easily be able to sue Microsoft.
You would so get sued for your 40 quid back.
So,
I'm suing you for my 40 quid. I want my live subscription.
Well, yeah, it'd have to unban the Xbox because that means that that person, they basically could sue them for the game and for the inconvenience.
So yeah, I think it was CVG who actually started the rumor. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
But yeah, people are probably playing online. Thing is, if the servers are not up yet, then you might not be able to play online. It depends if they're up and running.
Well, yeah, all the review people have been playing it, haven't they?
Yeah, so they're already up and running then, I'm guessing, so people can just go on. The only difference is it means those poor people who are playing it early, it means, fair enough, they can run around and going, yeah, we got it early. But if you're playing online, there's probably going to be bugger all people online.
Well, no, to be fair, from the beats as I've done in the past, you do usually have quite a lot of people online anyway.
No, but I mean, if there's only a few people who have got it at the moment.
Yeah, but you'd have all the review people, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
It's probably done the rounds of Microsoft and Bungie a few times.
Yeah, so there's probably a few people on there.
There's probably a few hundred people.
So yeah, those people can boast that they've had it early.
Well yeah, Pete's finished level 8, I think.
Oh, because he's probably bored.
He plays it down work. We had the stock come in last week. 300 odd copies. Which is like the most copies of the game ever. So yeah, he's been playing on the really shitty TV we've got at work. Which I'm just like, dude, why would you want to do that? I mean, I'd rather wait a week and play on my decent setup.
Yeah.
With, like, some sound, which isn't coming out of these crappy telly speakers. So, yeah. Ruins the game playing it like that.
He's not fussed.
He just wants to play it straight away, so then he can look up on the day it's out and, like, tell everyone the end of it. The Master Chief reveals that he's really a Covenant spy. Oh, wait. That happened in level 1. In level 9, this is what happened. Yeah, he like spent the whole day today telling me all the spoilers and stuff, and I was like, dude, I do not believe Halo 3, they're going to end it with the Master Chief announcing he's going to take up plumbing. That is ridiculous. The Master Chief is not Mario.
When are you going back in to work?
When am I going back into work?
Not until release.
I'm going in at midnight on Tuesday to buy my game.
Right, so are we going in? No, I'm just curious whether...
No, I'm not working this week at all.
Yeah, okay. curious to stick my head in and double check to make sure they have put one aside for me, because I did write the pre-order thing out for it ages ago when it first came out.
Yeah, don't worry. We've got plenty of legendaries. Made sure.
Legendary. So yeah, so me and Paul will be getting our legendary ones with the tiny little hat. Is it? Have you seen the helmet?
Yeah.
Is it hollow inside?
Sort of.
Enough to put it on the stand, but nothing you can put a cat's head in it.
If you hollow it out, you could probably put a dog's head in it. It's quite big, actually. It was a little bit bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah?
But yeah, it's got the slots for the games. You've got just a plastic slot, which you can fit two or three games inside.
Cool. Looking forward to that.
Looks really nice. Comes with a dust cover as well to keep the dust off it. And fingerprints off it, because the visor is a fingerprint magnet.
Yeah, that might have to go onto the desk. Very few things go on my desk because it is just a sheet of glass with my monitor sat on it. At the moment, all that's on there
is... The master sheet's going on the desk.
All at the moment...
Even though it takes up half of it.
It's a picture of my girlfriend and two figures from Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Just move the master chief over.
Yeah, they'll have to go in front of the...
If you've got some more money as well, we've got loads of extra bits and bobs, which are Halo. We've got faceplates.
Yep.
25 quid.
Controllers.
We've got Halo controllers, which comes with a little Halo figure, which are 35 quid, so they're £2 more.
What about...
headsets as well. We've got the Halo branded headsets, which are green and orange.
And the... Do you got any of the Xbox 360s in?
Yeah, we've got the 360 Halo free Xboxes in as well.
That comes with a copy of Halo 3, though, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't? Oh,
no, it's just a machine.
What are they retailing at?
Same, I got a clue.
It's probably the same price as a premium.
Probably.
Is it?
I honestly don't know. I haven't really looked, because nobody's asked. Yeah, we've got the Halo 2 model dudes as well. We've got Jackals, Elites,
oh, that's cool.
Prophets.
Oh, just the Halo 2 stuff in.
Yeah, the Halo 2 figures. I don't know if they're releasing the Halo 3 ones or not. But we've only got one Elite, and it's the flying retarded Elites. If it was a normal Elite, I'd buy one.
I've got a yellow Elite with a sword.
All the funky commander dudes, Elites.
Yeah.
Elites man, Elites girl. But we should just rename the Elites to Elites. They're Elites.
Elites. Yeah, I got that in a Master Chief in green armor.
Well, like mine.
Wait, yours is Halo, though, isn't
Halo
it?
Halo 1, yeah.
Yeah, mine's Halo 2 armor.
Okay, Mr. Mark, whatever armor it is.
And his hands come off, so you can change his hands, so you can either hold the rifle or hold two guns. I just got the rifle style, and he's kind of on one knee.
Well, mine's still in its box.
Ah, I can do it. I had to get mine out.
Well, I mean, if I got it out of the box, what would I do with it? Stick it on my shelf, so it's the same anyway.
Yeah. Not all my stuff comes out of his packaging. I still got my Evangelion anime mechs, which are massive, they're all still in box. And my Super Monkey Balls, they're in box.
I mean, at least in the box, it's easier to dust.
Mm, damn right. But some things just don't look well packaged in the box. Master Chief gets away with it, but you get some when they're all just stood there and they're not in a good pose in the box, and it's just kind of pointless. Oop, we've just been sent a link. By Wiss saying he's got a flying one already.
Yeah, he sent us a link to Daily Tech.
Ooh.
Oh, basically people are saying that their games are getting scratched. Whatever. Yeah, if you get scratched, just take it back to the retailer and get another one.
Because it's a weird looking clip-on thing.
Probably only affects the US.
Yeah.
Because their shipping obviously goes through a lot more bumps and bangs than the UK.
Yeah.
Because our factories are in Germany and Ireland. So they just send it across the sea, little sea.
Little sea. Little sea. And you're saying it's only on the limited edition one, obviously. Because
they've got a funky looking box.
If you get the standard one, it's in just a normal Xbox 360 box. Damn right.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to say to you as well. My Gears of War disc didn't work. So I'm going to punch you in the face. I had to clean it to get it to work again because it was crashing.
Was it?
Yeah. So you owe me £80 for a replacement copy?
I think someone else had been using it. So Sarah had left someone in the flat to play on my Xbox 360, one of her friends.
Yeah, I was playing it with Chris and it just froze. It's like, sorry. No. No.
Is it permanently scratched or just...
No,
it's just surface dust.
It just needed a good clean, like a pretty hard clean as well. So yeah, you owe me money. Because I had to like waste 10 minutes of my life going back to the last checkpoint and it's... So yeah, also in Halo 3 news, there's a new funky video out which Adam was drooling over.
Ooh yes.
Ooh yes. Don't choke.
I've already choked twice in the last couple of days. Kept choking my phlegm.
Nah, Wish says he's getting limited. I'm getting limited as well, but I'll make it the legendary.
I'm getting legendary.
Well, I've got a legendary put aside because I put one aside for myself. I'm just deciding if I should buy it now. Let's buy it.
Well, put it this way, if you don't buy it, I'll bring over the extra disc and you can just burn the image off onto your server. If you decide not to bother.
What extra disc?
There's an extra disc. It comes from 1 to 2 to 3. If you get standard edition, which would be the normal Xbox 360 game, you get the game. If you get limited, which comes in the tin box, you get an extra disc, which is about the extra bits of making and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's an extra disc for legendary.
Mm-hmm. What's on that disc?
I can't remember. I think if you went on to... I think it was either Play or something like that. It was.
So it's probably not worth having.
Go on to Play.
Let's face it, everyone just gets a legendary for the helmet.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the discs.
Legendary.
So yeah, do you want to tell people about this funky video?
Yes, the funky video has a new system that they're showing off, which is called Forge, isn't it?
Forge.
Yes.
I'm in Ironforge. I'm making myself a leprechaun potion to help leprechauns find me so I can kill them with my big axe.
You're going to be so funny when they finally release the chat for
I'm
about.
A leprechaun.
Leprechaun,
I tell you.
You should actually be get a gnome character, make sure he's in green all the time, and call yourself Leprechaun.
Gnome. Disgusting.
There's gnome hate going on the forums, on the WoW forums, because they're, someone was saying about the new expansion packs coming out where you can be a death knight. People were saying if it was open to all races, and everyone was like saying it would be really stupid for gnomes to be death gnomes. And this whole section, someone started a thread off going on about all the gnome hating that's going on. And people are saying about the gnomes should have more respect because they're unfortunately the only race that doesn't have a healing class. So people would be like taking them out.
Gnomes suck.
Yeah. I'm more of a dwarf man myself.
Should I buy a Halo 3 controller?
Is it, you know, pretty sturdy, the stuff's not going to come off it? Is it imprinted on or is it like sticker?
It's in the packaging.
Do any of the pictures look good?
Yeah. It's mostly like blue.
With bits of collage on it.
Yeah. So yeah, the video, dude.
Yes, the video. So.
Stop talking about WoW, okay? How the hell did you get onto WoW from the Halo video? Oh, it was me saying leprechauns.
Yeah, you interrupting me from talking about the video. See, that's how it happens. Yeah, it's the new Forge system they created.
Oh, what are those stupid things called in Hawaii? They're like leprechauns, but they're called something else. What are they called?
Gimps.
I'm a gimp. I'm a gimpicorn.
Gimpicorn.
Okay, let's Google this Hawaii thing.
Gremlins?
Yeah, gremlins. Local Hawaiian legend, gremlins. Hawaii.
Let's go to Hawaii.
Hawaii leprechauns, little... mystical people. The Minuhun.
Minuhun. Minuhun.
The Mihuni.
Mahuni. Mahoni is like Police Academy all over again.
Yeah, I have no idea how to pronounce that, and it's like I've forgotten how to pronounce it.
Let's just leave the Hawaiian little people alone.
Yeah, the leprechauns are better. I'm a leprechaun. I'm the Master Chief, and I'm a leprechaun because I'm wearing green.
Shoot you my lucky charms.
Eat lucky charm, poison to covenant, tasty to human child.
But yeah, the new voice system basically allows you to
say. I'm a leprechaun.
Shut up. Shut up. Stick your hand in your mouth and shut up. Right. It basically.
I'm a leprechaun, my forge.
Forge is action replay.
No, that isn't Forge. Forge.
Oh yes,
is Forge. a game.
Well, let's leave Forge for a second. We'll go on to action.
Leprechaun wants to talk about his Forge. You just bought it, man.
Action replay system where you're allowed to
action replay.
Save your action replay, and you're able to fast forward and slow down.
Yeah, it's just like a video playback.
But in the fact you can actually trail back the missile, watch
it's
it
like
in.
A replay that they have in strategy games on the PC. You can
very
replay
good.
It.
First person, third person, free moving camera.
Yeah, the free moving camera is uber, because obviously in a lot of games like that, you can put the free moving camera into really like places like outside the map. And
yeah.
So it looks kind of funky if you're looking at the map the wrong way around.
But
they were like, it's so cool they had to have it in there.
Yeah. It means that when someone goes, oh my god, we got shot, and our warthog did three front flips and we managed to land it,
and
people are like,
no. I'm a leprechaun and I saved you from the nasty man.
That's what you get for talking. Right.
My name is Jura. I've got a leprechaun as well. I have it in my cage.
So,
it tells me to burn Jedis. I think it is from the dark side.
Dark side. So yeah, action replay, which is quite cool. They're saying it's good because it means people who talk about some of the things that have happened, they'll be able to show people.
I mean, people who like they play Halo at night and then they come into work and talk all day about their game they had the following, you know.
People are like, no way did you do that. Now you can show them. Forge, which
oh no, I dropped my thing.
Is a little bit like the system that they're using for the because Halo 2's got level editor.
Is Halo 2 does not have a level editor.
Does not? It's Halo 2 that's got the level editor.
Halo 1 has a level editor for PC. Halo 2 might have one on PC, but I don't know.
And Halo 3 console?
It has this thing called Forge.
Yes.
Which is like a multiplayer map editor / game type / funky thing.
So you can do it out of game and you can do it in a game.
As far as I know, you can do it like out of game just to like save a map.
Yeah, so you can move everything around, change spawn points, weapons.
I don't think you can actually move brushes around.
No.
But you can move, like, the objects.
Yeah, you've got a standard map, and you can move barrels, boxes, explosive boxes, things that blow up, your gun turrets, your...
Any object in the game which isn't part of the actual terrain of the map.
Yeah, like trees and stuff, is movable. Now, the Forge multiplayer game is where you play as the little...
Hang on. Basically, how it works is instead of you... You basically play as the monitor.
Mm.
And you just pick things up in the map and move them around or place new things down or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the game type where you actually play it, someone on your team plays as a monitor and they can move stuff around and, like... It costs money to put new things in the map.
You
can't
so
like just pile 200 Scorpion tanks in a map, which would be a tad insane.
But the cool thing is, one of your guys is getting flanked by a load of elites coming around the corner. You want to give him a Scorpion tank. You don't just put it next to him. You drop the thing on the elite's head. Literally, you can drop it out of the sky. Bang! Scorpion tank right in your face. Things like that. They were showing someone grabbing hold of this gun turret, and they were using it. Moving it backwards and forwards in front of this character who's running around, stopping the bullets hitting him. So you can really help and hinder the game as
you
go along.
But you are not invulnerable as the monitor. You can be killed.
Yeah. And you only have so much you can do before you run out of money.
Yeah.
So it does look pretty cool.
It looks interesting. It'd be interesting to me. Now, I haven't played Halo 3 yet, obviously, because I only want to play it on my decent setup. But yeah, it'd be awesome, you know.
I'll be around on Wednesday.
Shut up. You're not interrupting my gaming session. The only thing I'm worried about is the trouble is when they introduce one of these features going forward for like Halo 4, it it always happens where it loses the feature.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. Take PGR2 to PGR3. PGR3 lost a lot of the features in PGR2. And the trouble is, because it's not a feature which a lot of people know of, they won't really care if it's not in the game. But a lot of people who do that sort of thing, like, you'll have people who just use the Forge to make crazy maps.
Mm.
Those people will feel really pissed off if the next version doesn't have it in or whatever.
I imagine with the way the Bungie team works, so they'll be looking at seeing...
The Bungie team works, they're all skiving off.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean in the sense of when they look at how people are playing...
Hey, look, we finished Halo 3. We're having a month off.
Well, this is probably the last Halo, so they're probably not going to care about...
The last Halo, yeah. They're not going to let a franchise worth that much just disappear.
They have to do a prequel. They have to do something like that before Halo.
A prequel would be good. Like, prior... Yeah, a prequel would be good. Set it on Reach or something.
You know, what happened before the Master Chief got in that stasis tube where you wake up from in Halo?
What, read the book?
Yeah, but that's just a book. I can't plug my games console into it.
Alright.
Yeah, let's see if we can shove it in your Xbox 360.
Yeah, let's do that and watch it catch on fire.
Or we'll just do what you did to my Xbox 360.
Put it in the fridge.
Or we put it in the freezer with the meat.
Well, it nearly worked.
Okay, so Halo 3 next
Halo
Wednesday.
3 next week we will have all the details and we will give it a review.
Mm-hmm. Obviously Paul is going to let me come around and have a play on it.
Yes, briefly. You're allowed 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, notice I have an email.
And do you still want to do the live session or record?
Well, I don't know. I've got a feeling I won't. I just won't be in the mood. I'm just like, let's just do the game cast as quickly as possible so I can get back to playing it.
We'll see. We may do a uber special. We might just do a special.
Yeah, it really, if you want an uber special one, let us know, because if there's demand for it, we'll like do it, otherwise we can't be bothered.
Yeah, so the uber one will be that we'll be using my digital video camera hooked up through
and if you really want us, if you really want to guarantee an uber one, donate £100 to Gamercast and you will get an Uber One. We will spare no expense. It's short of £10. Because it does take time.
But the Uber One, yes. The details for the Uber One will be that we will be doing the whole show with the digital camera streaming out if it's possible. If not, we will be putting it out on YouTube afterwards, and it will also on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah, we'd do it live somehow. We'd jiggle up the server.
But the cool thing is we're going to use the digital camera so that people can see what's on the monitor.
Yeah, it'd just be us talking about shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, this is me. This is me whacking some dude who's on my team in the back of the head. Pwned.
Damn right.
Although we're going to do multiplayer over Xbox Live because of the bandwidth conditions of the video as well.
Yeah. But, No, we'll be able to show them the features, and anybody else who hasn't got around to getting it is not sure, then they'll be able to see that. Pretty cool. Doesn't take much to bring the camera. I specifically got it back from home for all this. I've got it waiting.
Woo.
So that should be cool. Right, next on the list.
Next on the list, we're going to talk about a game which came out on Friday called World in Conflict.
It's a Wookiee. So, World in Conflict.
It's a game, which is actually a really weird.
It's kind of, it's RTS style controls, but it's less of, there's no building in it. It's a little bit more like playing Battlefront.
Whoa, you can repair a bridge, somebody destroyed the bridge.
Yeah, but there's no building in it, there's no building.
You don't build barracks, a base. You don't do commands. Resource collecting.
No. You get resources
literally
from blowing
the
crap
combat.
Out. You get resources from blowing the crap out of stuff. Part of it goes into a one...
You get no resources from blowing... You get a set amount. For example, in the games we played,
yeah.
We get 6,000 credits to spend on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If our stuff gets blown up, you get the money refunded back.
But you don't get any more than that.
No.
I wonder why I only got 4 helicopters.
So that's why you can't afford anything.
Okay.
Unless you do it in a few-player mode where you get more money to spend on more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where on the other side you get money, I presume that's from blowing stuff up?
Yeah, and capturing points.
And capturing points, and you use that for napalm, nukes,
pulling down artillery, whatever.
Spare tanks,
nukes.
This and the other. Yeah.
Nukes.
Nukes was cool.
Leprechaun guided nukes. It's the best looking nukes in the game.
Yeah, you get all the dust shooting outwards and all the buildings get flattened and stuff. It's very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust in the game, which is good. Because obviously when you blow up a real building, sure, there is a lot of dust in there.
But yeah, RTS style controls.
Oh man, remember when I destroyed the Space Needle thing?
Yeah, the Space Needle. That was quite cool.
Take that.
It's
set in 1988. The plot of it is ridiculous. It's just, the plot and like the single player story is so out there, it's just nonsense.
Nothing that really happened, but it's Russia v. USA. But as...
No. USSR versus NATO and the United States.
Oh, NATO's in it.
Yeah, the battles in Europe you fight as NATO.
Okay. So, I quite...
NATO are a bunch of fucking...
It looks quite good.
It looks fantastic.
It's got similar... It's like...
It supports DirectX 10.
Yeah.
So it looks even better with DirectX 10.
And a bit like CNC3, you can capture buildings and put your men in it. So you've got all different infantry, heavy, flight, artillery.
It's basically, just aside from the single player, which I, simply because you play as the United States, and simply because it's so full of fucking US propaganda, ignore that.
Mm.
Because, I mean, it's just ridiculous. The USSR invade Germany, and then they somehow send container ships over to the United States, which would take the best part of 2 weeks, land all their troops in the United States, and then invade the United States with like two container ships with like maybe 12 tanks inside them, and they invade the United States with that. It's just so ridiculous. How can you invade the United States? It isn't geographically possible.
You just land there.
You'd have to like ally with Mexico or Canada and then build your troops up over several months. It's like Red Alert 2, where they've got the USSR invading with fucking airships. It's just like, what the... I mean, you know, it's like these, you know, the airships, and the fact they just creeped up on America as well, and it's like, how can an airship creep up on anything?
We're creeping. We're still creeping. Not very going very fast.
I mean, God, an airship would take like a week to cross the flipping sea.
I imagine you take one of those down shooting a missile that doesn't even explode.
You could take one down with an air rifle, just put a couple of holes in it. Even if they had a bit of armor on there, even a small caliber gun would penetrate it.
Yeah.
An airship. And the really stupid thing, in Red Alert 2, those airships were the strongest units in the game. An airship! It's full of hydrogen, man.
It's a big balloon.
Yeah, they'd have to have them full of hydrogen, because otherwise helium just won't be light enough to support all the huge bombs which blow everything up with like one hit.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, the story in it and plot is just so dumb and ridiculous. I mean, maybe Americans can believe it because they just don't know any better. But come on, the whole USSR, the whole Soviet army was completely defensive. That was how the whole military was organized. It wasn't a military like the United States, which is solely offensive, which is why they're constantly all over the world in hotspots fighting everyone, with like two fighter planes guarding the whole, you know, East Coast.
I'm sorry, just the whole hydrogen balloons, it started making me think of the film The Rocketeer.
Well, screw that.
That was
cool. We should think of a better film called The Titanic, crossed with the Hindenburg. Yeah, that'd be so awesome. You crash the Hindenburg into the Titanic.
That's how it happened. It was a big cover-up. It wasn't an iceberg.
It wasn't an iceberg. It was a German airship underwater.
It crashed. Went down so fast, it went under the water and then came back up really fast. So that's quite good. I liked it. The good thing is it's a very good game if you want to play
people
together.
Dude. Let me just say what it's about. Basically, it's a strategy game. You have a small handful of units, and it's basically extremely multiplayer-oriented in that it's sort of like Battlefield.
But in RTS mode.
but a strategy.
Yeah.
So you've got different roles to play, which you could call classes. So you've got an infantry class, a support class, which has like artillery, anti-air, and stuff like that. Then you've got the armor class and air class. So although you can buy some units in other classes, they are really expensive if they're not in your class.
Yeah, for the map,
it's basically highly team-based and class-based strategy game.
You get a certain area where you're basically, it's kind of like a green flare on the floor.
Yeah, which but is basically, you've got an area of the map you can select where to deploy your units, and that takes like 20. So basically, instead of building units, you order units, which take 20 seconds to get to you.
Yeah.
Which through some sort of magic, super fast airplanes, I guess.
Yeah.
And you just click the deploy button, and they get deployed onto the battlefield. And when they get blown up, they get refunded back into your currency pool. It just takes like a minute or so to refund all the money.
It was a good game to play multiplayer,
but it's 2-on-2 isn't really enough. You really need at least say.
Does have
4-on-4, I think, would be a best solution. So you've got a human player which can play as all the four different classes, and then of course if you want more craziness going on, you could put bots into the game. It does have bots, so.
Yeah, which is quite good, otherwise you would have been a bit lame, because what we did is I had a go learning playing against Paul, and then we had a go, we were both on the same side, you were
armor
and I was air, and we teamed up with an extra
T-80 reporting.
An extra computer, which stupidly randomly picked armor as well.
So we had two people playing as armor, and we were losing that game to start with, and I had to pull it back by myself.
I was doing all right with the helicopters. I was taking out some of the units.
Yeah, you're actually quite good at the end. Because the thing with the helicopters, especially the heavy attack helicopters, is you have to focus on armored units.
Mm.
Ignore infantry. Just go straight for the armor. Pull out. Hit again, and so on.
Yeah. It's good. Myself, I wouldn't pay to own that game.
Well, the thing is,
if you've
got like a few computers at home anyway, you can not enter the CD key and still play LAN.
Yeah. So it's good if you know lots of people that will land up.
So if you buy one copy, you can install it on multiple machines.
Yeah.
And just basically, when you click on multiplayer, it asks you to enter the CD key. If you just click cancel. Online is disabled, but you can still play LAN.
Yeah. So, which is quite cool. Cool feature. Imagine that was intentionally security set up so that you.
It was intentional because although the company wants to obviously make money, they also want the game to take off. And because it's a relatively new concept, they don't want to put people off trying it out multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because that's where the game shines.
So they want to allow people to play more and more, and all of a sudden your mates come around, they bring all their computers around, you give it a go, wow, this is really cool, but this was a good day, but I don't want to have to bring my computer around another time.
But yeah, you're probably not going to convince everybody to buy the game.
But then you might get a mate who goes, wow, I'll play that online with you, I'll go get a copy, and then he goes, gets a copy, and then you can play online doing exactly the same thing as you would with a LAN. So no, it was quite cool.
Catherine says she bought it because of the nice design of the collector's edition. The collector's box is like old Uber.
Cool. I don't think I'll be buying it, although I'm limited. And the fact I only own a PC.
Yeah, you need a pretty hefty PC to get the most out of it.
Yeah, I don't have a hefty PC. I just have
DX10.
Yeah. I've got to my limit. I need a new PC. I've got to finish paying off my bike though before I get a new PC.
It's games for Windows.
Yeah. So, onwards with the rest of the show.
Hang on.
Oh,
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, continue with your review. I apologise for interrupting you.
This is what I would give it.
Go for it.
The single player, 1 out of 5. For the single player campaign, that is. For just how dumb and ridiculous the story is. They have a container ship, and it's like filled with like a million infantry and like 20,000 tanks. They've all crammed it into a container ship. It's like they hired the guy God got to build the Ark. What's his name? Noah. They found the same guy to like build a huge ship that he can sail over to the United States so they can pour all this stuff out of the dock. It's ridiculous.
agree with you there. So
that's like, you know, paranoid Americans. Oh, they're going to attack us. They're going to attack us. They're evil communists. They're going to attack us. Yeah, there's 3,000 miles of ocean between you and them. What are they going to do? Swim across?
Well, they do have the other side. They're very close where it comes to...
No, they're not going to do anything. Oh no, they're going to invade Alaska. They're going to play with all the polar bears.
And then come in through Canada and get lost.
Are you kidding? Do you know how difficult it would be to support a supply line that big?
Through
that Canada. That would be the biggest... That's insane!
I guess that's the reason why they were never feared Russia from coming through that way into America.
Right. How the... It's ridiculous.
You never get...
You could never have a supply line that long which wouldn't get blown the crap out of.
Yeah.
You know, they would just drop nukes and lost across your supply lines, and that would be it.
And it's near Canada, so they wouldn't care.
Yeah, let's invade through Canada so all of Europe gets involved as well.
Yeah. Okay, so finish that.
They could have taken Western Europe. That's as far as it could have gone. But that would be possible. But it would only be possible after directly after the Second World War, when they had the troops and all the stuff needed to do it. Because after that, the military was totally, radically reorganized to be defensive. Because it was the United States which would have started the war. And of course, the only reason they didn't is because the USSR managed to get nuclear weapons, which avoided World War III.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think if the USSR hadn't developed nukes, that the Americans wouldn't have been in there? Of course they would have been. They would have blown up every flipping Russian city, killed 100 million people, and say, yeah, we freed the world. And then they're looking over this big, you know, Ashfield crater.
Yeah. Snowed Ashfield crater.
It's ridiculous.
Well, at least neither Russia or America brought us to the end of the
Churchill,
world.
For example, Churchill said in the end of 45 or 46, let's nuke every Russian city before they develop the bomb. Churchill said that. Of course, that was around the time of all this. An evil iron curtain has descended across Europe. Yeah, I wonder why. It's because you frackheads got involved. Let's put Hitler into power and cause all this big catastrophe.
You ready to go on to...
Okay, so 1 out of 5 for the campaign, for all those reasons. I would give it 4 out of 5 for the multiplayer, but only 3 out of 5 for small numbers of players. You need a lot of players, really.
Mm. Okay.
Because the bots, you know...
They were a bit lame.
A bot isn't a human. You need a human, man.
Okay, so
that was our first review. So we encourage anyone who likes multiplayer strategy / action games, because it is very action oriented. You don't have all the boring bits. It is constant action. There is a demo for it, so check out the demos on.
Looks amazing though, building wise, stuff blowing up.
Oh yeah, the graphics.
The amount of different extras you get with
the first game we had, where there was a tower up near your start position.
Yeah,
I put one of my snipers up in there. And what you should have done is blown that tower up, because that tower just, you know, it falls down brilliantly. Because it's a brick tower, and that really makes a difference of how stuff collapses and everything.
Oh, that's cool. It's amazing how everything's changing a lot more now.
Yeah, man, you should have blown that up. It would have been cool. Although, if you kill my sniper, I would kill you.
Kill your sniper. Speaking of snipers...
Halo has a sniper rifle.
And so does... Deem Waters. It was very nice. Go on, tell us all about it.
Okay, Team Fortress 2 scores 10 out of 10.
The end. Bye. No, I must admit, it looked absolutely amazing. The farm level.
Don't call it the farm level. It's two forts
that look like farms. One's kind of more organic red farm, and the blue one's very kind of engineered, rough, cold, and...
Adam's talking about the feel of the map, which is irrelevant to hardcore Team Fortress players.
It looked cool, and it's funny. The characters are very funny. The taunts.
The characters are awesome.
The taunts are amazing. There's a different taunt for every weapon your character has, apart from one weapon the spy has that didn't taunt at the moment. But yeah, absolutely amazing.
I blew up your sentry, man.
But
it's just so awesome.
It has a great look and feel. It is nice the fact that it's not just an inanimate character floating around the map in first person mode, and all you're getting is these jump actions and bullets coming out. They are very animated in the way that they move, look, move around. The ragdoll system is very cool as well. I'd say for this year it is going to be the top number one multiplayer
PC multiplayer game of the year.
Yeah. And as compared to Halo 3, it is going to come up standing right behind the Master Chief's buttock in second place on console. But what else is out there? There's
hang on. This is Team Fortress 2 we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I know you haven't played it before, because you're a sad person who never had Quake 1
or
Half-Life 1. But this is Team Fortress. Team Fortress stands by everything else.
You think it's going to overtake Halo 3 players?
Well, it won't get more players than Halo 3, obviously, but I think it's a better game, multiplayer-wise.
I
do like being an engineer. I like building stuff.
I do like the different things. It's one of the reasons why I was appealed to Battlefield 2, is the whole...
It invented class-based multiplayer.
Yeah, it's the whole different classes. It is a very cool idea. I must admit, the engineer does look extremely cool, and the whole building, the different... gun turrets and then upgrading them to chain guns and then upgrading chain guns with missiles, the teleporters, where you want it to go to, where do you want it to go from. Just absolutely amazing.
Graphics, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, the style of the animation, the way that they look, their hands, even the characters, it's a first person shooter, for Christ's sake, yet their hands are fully movable. Every finger is movable individually. It's not like a mitten glove. They've actually made every finger, which normally you wouldn't need to bother because a character's hands are permanently attached to a gun. But you're stood there and you've got a machine gun and you can put the machine gun away, and your heavy pretends to pull a gun out of his hand, out of his holster, and he's basically pointing a finger and shoots you and then blows away the pretend smoke.
Yeah, that's one of the taunts.
You know,
yeah, the animation in the game is really good.
Yeah, the fact that the models have been created to that detail, instead of thinking, oh, we don't need fingers because you're not going to see him open his hand because he's always got a gun in his hand. You know, this is to the next
level. Having all the taunts like that really enforces the characters.
The characters that you're playing, as well as the fact of the style of the game and the way that it's been set.
Style.
It is very nice. I must admit,
I do have a few problems with it.
Yeah, balance issues I've come across on the beta very bigly with, like, the scouts and stuff.
The scout, oh my god, tone him down. I killed in my game a couple of nights ago. I played as a scout for about 10-15 minutes. I killed loads of soldiers and a couple of heavies with the scout. Come on, tone him down. He's too powerful.
He is good, fast. Muscle. When you show me and you went up against that scout, he jumped right over your head, turned around and batted you across the back of the head.
Yeah, when I was playing as an engineer. They rip engineers to pieces. Mm. If an engineer doesn't have his sentry up and running, he's dead.
Yeah.
So an engineer won't beat a scout.
Yeah. They need to make it so he's harder to hit, but if you did hit him, you'd kill
him. They need to tone down the point-blank range of the gun.
Yeah.
Because it rips, because two shots on an engineer, that's it, game over. Yeah, an engineer would need, like, again, two shots to a scout, but the scout is so much harder to hit.
Yeah, because he's moving all the time. Really, it should be more of maybe a close to a certain distance, and it becomes a one-shot kill.
Maybe get rid of the shotgun and give him a nail gun or something.
Yeah, because he was supposed to have a nail gun. He had a nail gun originally, and they did make it look like he had a nail gun this time. Because he does work with the physics, because they've done it for the dart gun for the medic, and he does look quite nice, so a nail gun would
be quite syringe
cool.
Gun.
Yeah. But yeah, all the characters look pretty cool. I'm quite impressed with the spy. I was a bit curious how that was going to work.
If you pre-order Steam, the thing now, we can have a game. And then you can see how the spy works. So I'll creep up to you and you'll think it's you. Oh my god, it's like, it's only one-on-one. Yet there's two people on my team. And you'll be like,
Yeah, pull, bang.
No, it won't go bang. It'll be... stab in the back of your head.
Well, then you'd have to go stealth then, wouldn't you?
Like, you would think if someone else had joined the game.
Yeah, true.
Unless, of course, I have the same class as you, in which case your name would appear over my body, and you'll think, hang on, that guy's got the same name as me. So when you look at people, their name comes up.
So when you
look at a spy who's your class, there is a chance he'll have the same name as you. In which case, you know it's a spy. So when I see an engineer walking around called the Smirnov, that's probably a spy.
So you've got to blow his head off.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
Which is why you should be careful to either, one, pick a class you know nobody on that team is using, or pick a class that people are using in specific roles. So engineers, if you pick an engineer, for example, they're probably going to be on defense. So if you want to hang around near the offensive action, you might be able to do that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you want to blow up all the enemy sentry guns, it's probably best to be a soldier or something who wouldn't really be around defense to avoid that.
Yeah.
But the spy is also a tad overpowered as well. Especially speaking as an engineer who has to constantly watch after my sentries. Because the spies can blow them up without losing their disguise.
Yeah. Because they've got this little box and they can go...
Yeah, and then it like slowly ticks down and blows up. Which really sucks because they wait around. They wait around for you to dash off to grab some ammo or something. Then they blow all your stuff up and you have to really try and run back as fast as you can to fix it all up. It's annoying.
That's why you want to go 2-on-2, so you've got 2 engineers. Or you have a heavy following you around, and basically, unless he sees you come back, he blatters them.
Yeah, but again, a spy could have your name.
Yeah, true.
The only way to do it is to shoot everyone. And luckily, a lot of servers have team damage off, so that isn't a problem, but some of them do have it on, which is annoying. Because in TFC, for example, as an engineer, you could hit people with your spanner and it would repair their armor. In this game, you don't have any armor at all. It's all done on the health bar.
Yeah.
So an engineer hitting someone would actually damage them.
Yeah.
And again, if you play as a medic in TFC, you would heal people. But if it was an opponent, even a disguised opponent, it would poison them.
Yeah.
So they run around and infect everyone else.
So what happens now if they're not on your team and you shoot? It just doesn't.
If you shoot them as a medic, you'll heal them.
Oh, so you can heal an opposition spy.
Yeah.
What about a normal person who's not a spy?
No, you can't. They just won't do anything.
Yeah. So the poison's been taken away from the medic then.
Yeah. Which is annoying because it was cool infecting a whole team and like having them all run around together infecting each other. Because if you could nab somebody when they're all close together, you know, you probably have a couple of kills out of that.
Well, at least
before a medic could come along and fix them all up.
Well, that's cool.
But I do honestly say I did prefer the older medics because they had a medipack, which they just used to press against you. I don't like the idea of this being like a gun.
It looked more like a flipping fire hose.
Yeah. It looks between like a cross between a fire hose and the glue-on gun from Half-Life 1.
The medic's quite cool. He's kind of like this German, don't know, he looks like a German Nazi scientist who's gone a bit crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. We like German Nazi scientists.
Yeah, the characters are all very cool. Some of them got more taunts than others.
Some of them are cooler than others.
But a lot of the maneuvers are pretty cool. You can see where they've tried to balance out with the types of weapons they've all got. I must admit, it's the first time with the soldiers. It's kind of crazy that they're, you know, because they've got shotgun and a spade as well as the missile.
Shotgun, spade, rocket launcher.
It's amazing for something like a soldier that they're not coming out with a shotgun with a rocket launcher on their back. It's more the fact they come running out with the rocket launcher already. So it's all, everybody always like, yeah, let's have rocket launchers and shoot each other. I like the fact that you can tell this game has come after wanting.
Remember, this game was originally a mod for Quake 1. And back then, the rocket launcher was uber. Everyone loved the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
You know, it was the normal gun, so a soldier obviously would have a rocket launcher.
Because it's the sort of thing that...
Because if you see some of the footage from our correspondents in Iraq, they all had rocket launchers.
Yeah.
Rifles? How are they? Rocket launcher.
One shot.
You've got a squad, all with rocket launchers, and they wait, and, you know, they fire the rocket launcher at the same time. is how you beat the terrorists.
Oh yeah, they've emphasized that in the new Marvel movie Iron Man. The guy playing Tony Stark, he's one of his lines is, "Yeah, weapons you never have to use." He's emphasizing nukes. Not now. I prefer weapons you only have to fire once. That's how we do it. That's how my daddy did it. That's how America's always done it. Because basically, Tony Stark's company makes shitloads of missiles and stuff like that. And then terrorists nab him and put him in a cave and lock him up there with lots of equipment and say, "You will make us your missiles so we can blow up the American scum." And he ends up building himself this massive metal armor, and he just walks out and blows the crap out of everybody.
Right.
And you keep
that was completely unrelated, but why?
I had to get my Iron Man stint in there. Iron Man, go on YouTube and look up the Iron Man teaser trailer. Looks absolutely amazing. New Marvel film coming out.
Boring.
Game probably following. Probably be crap.
Okay, so more problems with Team Fortress 2. Lack of maps.
It is the beta, but is that...
6 maps.
And is that all you're going to get anyway?
That's what you get with it. And I really don't like the fact that only one of those is Capture the Flag. The rest are all the offense and defense maps, which I don't like as much. I prefer to Capture the Flag. Because it gives me the freedom to do whatever I want. Because if I'm... Because I like to play as an engineer. So if I'm playing as an engineer on an offensive team, what am I supposed to do? Build a sentry gun to guard our respawn point? No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm. It's annoying.
It makes that position not usable. I suppose they're trying to make people rotate round between the groups because they're grouped in threes, aren't they? Offense, defense, and...
Offense, defense, support.
So... Because what's support? Support is medic...
Sniper, spy.
And spy. I suppose it's to force people moving around and start using different characters instead of just getting good at one favourite one.
Hey. I was born an engineer and I've died an engineer. I make me sentry gun. Everybody die. Heavy, walk around corner, he die. Scout, try and run past, he die. Demo man, try and throw grenades around corner to blow me up, he die. Everybody dies. Which is why I had like 35 kills without dying as an engineer.
Your sentry gun, that can't tell the difference between a spy and in disguise.
Not until it's too late.
Oh no. I do like the whole teleport thing though, that was quite cool.
Yeah, I'm mixed feelings about the teleport.
Don't feel that it's got a good use, or you'd be made it and no one would use it?
Well, people have used them, alright. But it's a lot of maintenance, because if you try and build a teleporter in the enemy base, obviously it's a lot of work to keep it up and running. Instead of blow it up.
Yeah.
So you have to like hide it somewhere. And then of course you have the problem where so many engineers just build teleporters next to each other. So you go in the teleport and you just appear next to them. And it's like they just do that to try and get their score up for how many teleports they get. And it's just people just get fed up with teleports altogether and not use them.
Yeah. I suppose when the game's
For example, what I normally do is build a teleporter outside the respawn point. And build it down in the flag room as well. So people can quickly jump down to the... You know, if they hear your flag or your intelligence, whatever they call it, has been taken, they can quickly jump down into the room and kill whoever's down there.
Mm.
But then a lot of people just, like, build it, like, a couple of meters away.
Yeah, which is pointless. Fair
and the trouble is you get, like, 2 or 3 of them outside the respawn point, and you never know which one goes where. So it's always trial and error.
Oh my god, I've ended up in the wrong place again.
Oh my god, I tried to get to the flag room. Now I'm down in the basement somewhere. I'm down in the sewers. What? Look, where there's an enemy sentry gun who just killed me.
I suppose it is quite cool where if you wanted to, you could quickly get as an engineer, build a teleporter by the respawn point, then put it somewhere where you know there's not going to be any enemies that often. Quickly build that healer and then you get killed, go build a sentry and get killed and then come back as someone else and you know that your teleporter is waiting for you and you could go through as a heavy, respawn there and you could shoot about. But the thing is they got voice chat on there so people will restart like you know, you talk to your engineer, you say, we need a point getting in here, we'll get heavy covering you in, we need to get a respawn point there, and then they all
teleport can only take one person every 5 or 10 seconds. It has to charge up. So you can't have, like, 9 people just pour through it at once.
Yeah, I suppose. Suppose it's good if you put one teleporter...
If you put the leprechaun through it, and then the leprechaun sabotages the enemy team.
It is good if you all move along as a team and you've got soldiers heavy and you've got your engineer with you and you're putting
out the gold. Well, the thing is, because Team Fortress, because 2-4 I like, because it doesn't matter if you're not working as a team.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if your team is sort of assholes.
You can still run around.
Because my engineer will build a sentry gun and he'll defend and kill all the enemies single-handedly.
Yeah.
Because he's my engineer. He's called Fred.
Fred.
Halo 3 reviews are up. We will have a look after the show.
Okay.
We will not spoil it for anyone who wants to read it for themselves.
Although
I guarantee you, they will be good. Because apparently the game is good.
Apparently. I won't get to find out, because when I pick my copy up, I won't be able to play it when I get home, because some bastard stole my Xbox.
Well, when are you getting your Xbox back?
Well, they said a couple of days and then maybe a week, but it's already been a week and they haven't even contacted us yet. So end of this week, Sarah's going to give them a ring and say, oi.
Or get a move on. We're trying to play Halo 3.
But the problem is, you know, with all the floods that's been happening.
Oh, yeah, they're probably a bit busy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all busy with people claiming, trying to get all the stuff back. So I'm really annoyed.
Well, you can come around sometime Wednesday and play it around here if you want. We can do co-op or something.
Might be Wednesday, might be Thursday, don't know.
Whatever.
You come over and get my Halo fix.
Whatever. But you're not hanging around for like 12 hours playing it single-handedly while I'm just watching you.
It's oh,
like,
no.
Dude, I want to play.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll double share the screen.
Is it got... it hasn't got... I'm trying to remember, it's been ages since I played Halo 2. Last time I played Halo 2 was when I used to own an Xbox 360 and I had a hard drive. You can play split player online, can't you? I mean, in the sense of...
Can you?
I'm trying to remember if you could in Halo 2, whether you could get into a match and play, have your friend with you, and as long as both
of you... Yes, you could have a guest.
Yeah. And then in further games, you had to have a code. So they might have brought the whole code thing in, where you might be able to have me as a guest, and if I've got my own gamer tag, as long as it's live, I might be able to do it. But I don't have live. Hopefully, there's a.
Hopefully, there's a leprechaun. He will fix everything for me.
A monthly thing in there, so I can have a month's free gold. And if I need that, then I can basically recover my gamer tag onto your Xbox for now.
Then I can hack your account.
Because we don't know if anybody's...
because then, it will disable whoever's account is on the thing.
Yeah, whoever's got my account. Because someone actually has my Xbox Live account. And they may have deleted it. They may have just gone quick wipe every evidence of someone else owning this Xbox.
Yeah.
But we'll get up and have a bit of a map bash online and also on co-op. I'm not going to be stealing it and saying, let me play single player.
Yeah, you're being around all the time. I want to play it.
Because I don't want to ruin it too much for myself. I want to be able to play it, you know, just me.
You want to play it properly.
Yeah.
Without me, like, talking all the way through it.
Yeah, this is a bit where you... No, shut up.
Watch out, there's 200s around here. Watch, this bit is where... So yeah, Team Fortress 2, 5 out of 5. Or 10 out of 10, or 100 out of 100. Yeah, 100 out of 100. Make it sound hardcore.
Yeah, definitely good. It'll be interesting to see what the overall likeness of it is with the people who are, like yourself, hardcore fans of the original. Whether
the original people will love it.
Yeah.
Because there's not been any games like it. The trend lately has been towards more realistic games like Battlefield.
Mm.
And against, like, arcade, really fun games, which are, like, indoors...
Yeah.
Close combat stuff, which I like.
Something
I like
bred
corridor shooters,
which was bred out of the Quake gameplays. you know, people like that sort of thing.
I like corridor shooters. I like box room shooters. It's much more fun. That's why I like Quake 3. You know, you're close quarters. I don't like all this some dude sniping like 200 miles away, and he just shot me in the head, and I had no idea he was there.
So I must admit, I love playing Jedi Knight, and you know, you're running down the corridor, shooting at the missiles, and you're jumping across, and all of a sudden, someone was like, right. We got halfway through the match, and some guy was like, "Oh, I pwned all your asses," and we everybody stopped playing, and ceased to play the game with him, and we convinced him to come into the middle, and we ended up getting everybody to drop all their weapons, go into the middle of this thing because it's all corridors going around, but a big open space that you were running across like fuck. Do force jump, get out of the way before someone missiled you in this open. Everybody came into the open. Put away their guns, and everyone took it in turns, and they all got in a circle, stood in the middle, and everyone had a go seeing who could pwn this guy's ass, because he said he could kick anyone's ass. I lopped both his arms off with a lightsaber, because this was Academy, so you can lop off limbs, and I was like, you do the whole and like, he came at me with a double-ended lightsaber, and I powered up two lightsabers, and I'm like, I kicked ass. I'm better with a lightsaber than I am with a missile launcher, because he was just, I got a missile launcher, force jump, shoot you all, meh. I know what you mean. It's cool.
Kill him.
Come on.
He should have took off his head.
No, it was just random that I managed to catch both his arms. And then slice him. Stormtrooper was quite cool doing that too. But, yeah, Team Fortress 2, I'm impressed. I do like
the graphics are good. People, you know, giblets all over the place.
Yeah. Lots of guts.
Just blood spewing out and, you know.
And the fact that
it's all cartoon looking and all that, but
and it's got like a real good comedy feature to it. The fact that it's like you pointed out that the red team, because it was more organic, classic
for the two fort map.
Yeah, it's had that farm look where it had the blue ones. They've got like this blue, and it looks like it's got a spanner on it, so it's got more of an industry look.
The blue team icon is Builders League United or something, and the red is I can't remember what it is. They both stand for something.
Yeah.
It was like, oh gee, let's make their name stand for stuff. Why can't you just have a blue team and a red team?
But it gives a reason to kind of base around that icon to change the blue and the red. So it's not exactly the same base and one's a different colour. And the other thing that I liked about it was that because it had that farm feel, you had cows standing around, but they were cardboard cutouts. Which I thought was quite
cool. The whole... The two fort level is actually really well done in that they're disguised as farms.
Yeah.
But when you get down inside, it's all like all these intelligence rooms and all that.
Yeah.
So it's all a disguise, so that's why they're all cardboard cutouts and stuff.
It gives a nice feel to it, and I must say I'm looking forward to it. It is going to be good.
And it is good, man.
And the fact that
get the beta.
It's not a mod either. It is its own game.
It is a mod. It's a mod on the Half-Life 2. Isn't it?
Yeah. But
it just standalone.
The other thing that I like is
the other thing that I like is it supports the Xbox 360 controller, and it works really well with the Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah, you said that the controls work very well. The options to choose what team you want to play with the doors, that was quite cool.
Yeah, it's
well.
Just when you sign on to a map, you have like a choice of doors to enter, and you know just clicking on put the mouse over a door makes the door opens, it lights up a bit, and it makes a really cool sound. You know, it's all that sort of polish and all that sort of stuff which makes
it
really
well
good.
Polished. They paid a lot of attention to the little details.
Nothing if they toned down the goddamn scale.
Yeah, there's cans and beer bottles on the floor.
Fracking spy. Too many people play as a spy.
I think it's because it's a cool character because
look, he's got bang in his mouth, it's cool.
I think because he's like cloakable and he can change and he's doing stuff that other characters have never done before. If these people have not played Team Fortress before, you know, they're like, wow, they want to play the cool
kid. The cool one is the engineer. Too many people play as engineers as well.
Yeah.
I'm used to being the only engineer on the team. And yet there's like five engineers and four spies. How about a soldier?
You wait for it to get to that point and then you quickly pick the soldier, go around, and you just pwn everybody because they're all being those...
They're all being a spy, so you just have to kill everyone. Okay, let's close this thing up.
Yeah.
Because I think we will agree it rocks.
If people purchase it now, will they still get on the beta?
Yes. Pre-order it on Steam, you'll get the beta version. the orange box. Pre-order it now.
Which is worth it, because you just, it's a bit like going down the game and pre-ordering it. You're just paying for it now, and you get to play that. And then when it comes out, you automatically download.
You'll automatically. Well, they've been releasing patches for it anyway.
Yeah.
So I had a patch come down yesterday, which fixed a couple of crash bugs and things like that.
So they're always patching at the beta, which would be cool. And then eventually that beta will turn into the proper one, and you'll get your Half-Life 2. No, fair enough, you won't get Half-Life 2 or Episode 1, will you? Because you've already got them.
I will get them. And I'll have the ability to give them away to somebody else.
Well, that's cool. So
if somebody's been really nice to me, they may get a copy of Half-Life 2. And again, I may just put it on eBay.
So you've got a code that comes with it that you can give and someone else can
just... Apparently, yeah. I don't know how it will work yet, but that's what they say can happen.
Well, that's cool. So if, like, someone's got... Like, if Catherine doesn't get it and she's already got part
she's
of
got,
it.
Like... She bought the Half-Life 1... Half-Life 2 Uber Collector's Box Set.
Like me.
Which came with, like, everything.
Yeah, like me. Yeah, because the only thing I don't have is Episode 1 or 2.
Well, you'll get Episode 1 in the orange box.
Yeah. But I'm going to get mine on Xbox 360.
Achievement whore.
Yeah. Damn right.
Damn, I want achievements in this game. I'd kill everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Right, I think that's it for...
Yeah, we'll see everyone next week on the Halo 3 Uber review episode.
Yep.
Although we'll also be talking about some other secret projects.
That we will.
Which I haven't actually thought of yet, but we'll think of something.
Yeah.
It won't just be Halo 3.
We'll be doing us.
Yeah, we'll do like a dummy episode with nothing about Halo 3 in it, and then a day later we'll release Halo 3. And all the people are like, oh, Halo 3 Uber. And then we just talk about like Pippa Funnel or something.
I hate that game. Right, we'll catch you guys next week.
Next week.
Episode 19.